This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So 350 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Primo, Mr. Mal, and Damn Skippy, yeah, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas in the building. Tonight we're talking about, you know, the big news that everyone is wanting to talk about. Somebody that we know and love got paid, man. Shout out to Jalen Hurts for getting his money. Is getting paid. And it's at a moment in time where, you know, it's the offseason. I mean, he's been the reason for the offseason so far. I think the big thing about this move, I think you're seeing that Howie and Jalen are on the same page, working together. I mean, if you look at some of these quick numbers here, I mean, we have Adam Schefter. He tweeted out some information here about the contract. Looking at these numbers right here, you can tell that they're working together. His cap hit for 2023 is $6.15 million. 2024, $13.56 million. 2025, $21.77 million. 2026, $31.77 million. Obviously, it's going to go up after that. But this team is working together, and they're going to be doing some beautiful things. I mean, how did you guys feel about this move right off the bat?
I'm glad, first of all, just to get that done with. I mean, this is something that's kind of been looming over our heads for a few months now. We all knew that it was coming, and we were all just speculating as to what those numbers were going to look like. A little bit surprised that it ended up even, well, I shouldn't say surprised, but that it ended up happening even before the Lamar deal did. But yeah, dude, Jalen got what he deserved. He's getting big time paper. And to be honest with you, I was ready to text Mal just yesterday before I saw that Adam Schefter breakdown. Mal, you were the one saying that he was going to take that team friendly deal. He definitely got paid, and Howie did his thing, man, in manipulating the cap so that we're able to, you know, still spend some money, still get some guys on this team for the next few years. And you know, many people keep on pointing out, oh, they're pushing the money back, blah, blah, blah. They're going to have so much money that they owe in dead money by 2027. Well, I got news for you guys, too. I'm not sure if you noticed, but the NFL the salary cap goes up by an average of like $10 to $12 million each year. And so we're talking another, I don't know, $50 to $75 million by the time Jalen reaches, you know, the end term of his contract. So I'm not worried about it. Happy Jalen got paid. We got our franchise QB.
Oh yeah, man. It's an exciting day. I mean, the fact that he made this happen, I like the collaboration that him and Howie were able to put together to go ahead and finalize this thing. We got ourselves a quarterback, man. We got ourselves a quarterback for the next 6 years. So I know, like, today I'm gonna use an example at work. People know that I am that big Eagles fan in the building. So of course they come and they talk to me and they're like, hey, what's going on? How do you feel about it? Look, I feel excited. I feel happy for the man. He deserved it. He put in his time. He put in his play. He made it all come together for it to make sense. And look, we finalized the deal. They're asking me if I have any worries about last time we did this for one of our quarterbacks. Look, if I stood there and I tell you, like, did it cross my mind? Absolutely. But you know what? We're in a different world, different generation. This is a different man all the way around. So I think this is, you know, this is a good thing to happen. I'm happy for Jalen, man. I'm happy that he was able to shut a lot of the doubters up, you know, and I got to admit, I was one in the very beginning because, you know, I questioned a lot of things, but look, things that he worked on, things that he ended up changing around, and he got me on board, and I'm, you know, looking to be on board for the next 6 years with him. So, hey, man, let's go. Ready to get this thing going again.
Well, shout out to you for finally fessing up to your Carson love there. But I was happy that they went ahead and did this because it gives them the ability to continue to put a good team around him. So we're not having one of those situations where we don't Joe Flacco it up and give him $100 million and then have to dismantle the team after you won the Super Bowl. So it was a shout out, especially the way they did it. It was like, because we didn't have to wait until like, are they going to sign him? Will they sign him? How much he going to get? Will he get it? Now, for us, for me as a fan and as a player, if I'm on the squad, I'm happy we got our guy for the foreseeable future. It's big time, especially when they reward you for playing good.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful contract. It always seemed like Jalen Hurts was going to be someone that created space for the Eagles to stay a good football team, right? That, like, he's not somebody that thinks single-handedly by himself he's going to win championships. Like, he knows the importance of good football players around him. They went and got AJ, his homeboy. You know, if you take but so much, Brad, that's going to push your homie out the door. You got to keep Smitty. There's defensive players that got to get re-signed. There's a lot involved in that. So, you know, you see him being willing to be a team player, which makes a ton of sense. See how he's doing, what he always does. I wanted to see the numbers. As soon as the contract broke, my first thing was, I just want to see what the contract looks like, because how flexible can they be? And then over the next 2 years, the Eagles are in a real good space to be able to build around him and stay competitive, which is a beautiful thing. Not a lot of teams could do that when you hand bread like this to a player. So also, he ain't going to be the number one guy. Like, he broke the record, but the record's probably going to get broken at least two more times behind him. So this contract will relatively age well once all these other quarterbacks start getting paid more. So it's a lot of positives here, bro. You see the name, man. He is him. I had questions too, but when you really grind and look at him game by game, he got better. He just continued to master his craft. He's that first one in, last one out dude. He embodies everything you want in your quarterback. And he's 24 years old, soon to be 25. You can't ask for much more. So you're locking him in through his whole prime, realistically. My thing is, shouts out to Primo. You know it. My thing is, you got to stop with the running. The design run plays continue to chip away at how long his legacy will be. You even see Josh Allen now saying you got to let that stuff go. So that's my thing. This contract will age poorly if they beat that man into the ground. So
the weird thing is, I hear a lot of people saying that I don't see him taking the big hits. Josh Allen be out there trying to run people over, and they don't have a running game. So I'm cool with my quarterback being the quarterback.
Some huge hits.
I'm cool with my quarterback. You don't coach caution. As soon as you coach caution, that's the moment you get hurt.
Design run plays are different than him scrambling and keeping plays alive. That's just part of football. When I'm designing a QB keep, when I'm designing a run for him to go run into 11 other people, I just think that's irresponsible for a dude you calling your franchise quarterback.
What do you think we play at Tiddlywinks? It's football.
Nah, we playing football, bro. He's going to take another 50, 80 hits in the pocket, too.
My thing is, it's a different story when you're paying a quarterback $4 million and then he's, you know, worth $255 million. It's like, now you've invested. He'll do what he has.
Him on the field, bro. The reason how many games the past two games each season been hurt going into the playoffs. Let's keep that man upright, bro. He priceless now.
We got Bob from Down Under. He says it's a celebration for Jalen, Howie, Lurie, Eagles, bean counters. And for all Eagle fans, we got legit cap flexibility and room for 3 years to push. It's party time. I seen a couple comments about people were just saying, oh, are we going to have enough room? Or are we set up for success? look at the players that are signed here. Till 2025. Shout out to Jeff Kerr from CBS.
Yep.
He says the Eagles starters signed through at least 2025. We have Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Darius Slay, Bradbury, Goddard, Jordan Mulata, Lane Johnson, Hassan Reddick, Josh Sweat, Avante Maddox, Jake Elliott, Leonard Dickerson, no Kobe Dean, Cam Jurgens, Jordan Davis, Reed Blankenship. That is called the young core, bro. Nucleus.
Run it back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's not just a bunch of good players. That is positional players that are at the top of their position for a lot of those different positions that we have locked in until 2025. So, I mean, the Jalen Hurts Super Bowl window is as wide open as ever.
Yeah, especially over the next 2 years, man. That joint is.
And to think about, and I'm not trying to. I'm fully acknowledging that, you know, it's very easy in the off season to think about what could be for next season, right? But this past season, after it ended, one of my biggest takeaways and one of the biggest things that made me upset was the fact that even though we didn't win the Super Bowl, that was the best Eagles team I had seen probably in my lifetime. And the fact that we have this strong nucleus and, you know, we're going into this draft with two first round picks. Dude, like this team next year could be on par with last year's team. It really could be if we do it all right.
When you look at it, I don't think we could have positioned ourselves any better than we positioned. Now you got your quarterback under contract. You're coming up on. It's going to be some guys who are going to be available after the draft that are key guys. Speaking of key guys. I've been waiting to talk to Evan since Buda Baker said he don't like Jonathan Gannon no more.
That quick, bro. Look that quick. Man.
I missed that comment. He said he's already out on Jonathan Gannon. I saw that he requested the trade. I didn't see anything about him talking about Jonathan Gannon.
What do you think that means? Jonathan Gannon is the only new guy.
Well, he wants guaranteed money. He's playing. He at the end of the day, he's like Slay situation. He wants guaranteed money, but he has shown a love for the Eagles of late. He's been tweeting about Jalen. I mean, who hasn't been tweeting about Jalen? But also, I just want to before the show, I kind of asked you guys like your favorite quotes of Jalen Hurts, because at the end of the day, like Jalen Hurts has set a vibe, man. Jalen Hurts has set a vibe over the last couple years, man. And I said, send me one of your favorite quotes. I'm gonna bring up your quote.
Bring up Prime's quote first.
bring up Prime's long ass quote here. Bring up Prime
first. Yo, let it be known. All right, I only picked three words out of this one, and then I get scolded with this essay all of a sudden. You know, but look, all right, I mean, this is my quote. This is the one that I picked with the joy that they find in watching my success, it gets them through their problems. It's surreal. It's kind of see that. You know, everything matters. The fans, the city, they support us through thick and thin. He ain't lying about that. Word. We were in the link and it's turned up. They're with us. And when we're on the field, we travel, they're with us. Yeah. So, and this were the three words that I picked. It's a Philly thing. All right. I mean,
I got to be honest, man. When Jalen said it, it just had so much more oomph to it.
It definitely did. You know what I mean? My bad.
I put your editorials in there.
I didn't prep myself for this. I didn't know I was going back to school.
Wow, bro. You gonna be like that, man?
It's all good, man.
You know what I mean? Popcorn this episode.
We're going to go with the next quote. I mean, if you guys have anything to say about that, we'll go to the next one. This is
looking forward to Prime's next book.
This is Dan Pippen.
Dan Pippen. I had a purpose before anyone had an opinion.
Wow.
I think that was a hip hop quotable right there.
Well, it was hip hop quotable. The funniest thing was, and I love this statement the most, mainly because when he got drafted, a lot of people was bullshitting and choo-chooing and foo-fooing because we had Carson. Carson hadn't made it through a season, and we was left with a 40-plus year old backup who put his ass cheek muscle in the playoff game, literally. So this was it was a need, and I was on board from the time they got it.
And this one came out at a great time too. I love this quote, obviously, but if you listen to the full length of it, he also talks right after he goes. Yeah, you guys liked that one, didn't you?
I like that as much as
I had the purpose for an opinion. He knows he's dropping dimes out here. That's what it
comes to. And then he put up right after, he's like, yo, you like that one, don't you? You guys like that one. So I think that was a fan favorite. Let's see. Where's Ev? Where's Ev's here?
Ev, self-love X.
Oh, here we go.
So this one, I dug the metaphor in it. I didn't walk all the way. I didn't walk through all that fire just to smell the smoke. He didn't go through, you know, all his trials and tribulations just to, you know, get the acknowledgement of going through trials and tribulations. That man was playing for a championship last year. And that's the mentality he brings to the locker room and to this team. And that's the best type of leader we could ask for.
And this was after the Super Bowl loss, that quote. This one, this Come is on. Mine. I said, Mal, did you go first?
No, I went first, bro.
Go ahead, Mal.
Yeah, no problem. This is me right here?
Yep.
Yeah. You either win or you learn. Win, lose, I always reflect on those on the things I could have done better. Anything you could have done better to try and take that next step. That'll be the same process I always have going on. I love this quote just because I share and embody the same sort of mentality I think all of us sitting here do, right? That like you figure things out, you make a mistake, but you always apply that towards your next move, your next thing that you do. You can't get caught up in it. You know, that fumble was a big time play, but I feel like Jalen Hurts is going to come back on a mission this year, man. So I feel like this was a great quote to sort of embody how he approaches the game just overall.
My quote I had over here, let me see. Most beautiful part of all of this is the beauty in anything that we have, that we experience in life, but you have to decide what that is and what that means for you and know that I've experienced a number of agonies and pains, but now I realize that the pain is my strength. Just talking about Jalen, like all the trials and tribulations he's gone, you know, proving himself, losing his job when he was in Bama, you know, staying with the team, winning that 2018 SEC, you know, to get them into the
championships.
And then he stuck around. And Nick Saban talked about his ability to lead while he was on the sidelines. He stuck it out. It meant a lot for their program. You know, obviously he did transfer to
Oklahoma.
And the fact that, you know, in his combine interview, just talking about, you know, that pain, but just like how it all became part of his strength. And the fact that guys started to, you know, follow him and that part of him as a leader, I think has been really important, man, especially over the last couple of years and bringing this guy, this group together. Because at the end of the day, you see that these guys are on a connected level in previous years. I feel like they're all pretty much bought in on Jalen.
And they believe in him, right? That like even when Carson was at his best, I still think there was speculation around the locker room split around him. Like there was all these talking heads, you know, there were people always saying something. You don't hear anything about Jalen Hurts. You hear that he's a grinder, he's always in the tape, he's always in the film, he loves football. There's a 24-year-old that gave us all of these quotes, people putting quotes in the comments, right? He's a kid, bro.
I know.
So you speak to his, he hasn't even clicked yet. He hasn't even figured it out for real. He's still working towards getting it. And we've already seen what he can do. So, between the ears, you know he has it. And that's the most important part, right? That, like, let's keep him on the field. Let's keep that availability up. And let's see where he can take us. But, listen, that's the big money man now.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing that I liked about him is he didn't take it personal when Carson kind of shunned him when he came in. And when Mal was talking about you heard the rumblings of leadership. When you're a leader, you're supposed to fuck with everybody.
Yeah.
It's like everybody on the team.
The quarterback
is like when we was playing, the quarterback fuck with everybody on the team. It's like and that's how a team wins, because you build that camaraderie and then you build that trust. And then that trust is you can see the trust on the field. And everybody loves this cat, especially from the time he got here, even when Carson, when he wasn't even trying to have shit to do with him. And I felt like that was the most fucked up thing you could do. And the other part too that I was when Mal was talking, everybody goes through some trials and tribulations and we get humbled at times. But it's how you deal with that when you get humbled that makes you the man or the woman or the person you are. It makes you the person you are. And he dealt with some failure. They knocked him down off his high horse at Alabama. Yeah. But did he quit? No. I've seen a lot of guys do that shit and talk about it's the coach this and the coach that, and they'll go in and then just go into the tank, so to speak.
Yeah.
The one thing that I did love about about what Nick Saban did, he was supposed to go, I think, to Maryland or somewhere, and Nick Saban said, no, go to Oklahoma. Riley, he's a quarterback whisperer. Got it. Start getting his shit together and start getting his passing stuff together. It's like it's almost like when you think of him and Russell Wilson, both of them transferred their senior year, went into training camp, and took the job from a motherfucker who had been there 2 or 3 years in the system already. Just think about that. Somebody, it's like you going around and you do your job. Basically, football, when you have the same coaches all the time and you have the same plays all the time, it becomes second nature to you. So you get extremely good at it. Just think about somebody who's coming in and just starting and take your shit. Wow.
They want to know if you're at the disco. They heard Robin S on the dance floor.
Damn skippy.
You gotta see the shorts he's wearing too.
Oh yeah, you talking about my swim trunks?
This guy doing podcasts with drawers on.
it's virtual world, bro. People out there, I mean, on the Zoom meetings.
Just looking at some of the posts that the Eagles were putting out there yesterday. Right. There was one takeaway that, and admittedly, this is not me, but it's definitely something that I noticed. Gale is more of the swagatron of the Fourth and John show. He's got the right swag going on always. I do not. Our quarterback, none. No. Our quarterback, dude, I was looking at the pictures of him yesterday, and I was just thinking about, do you remember Carson showing up to the podium with his dumbass camouflage jacket and fedora? And I'm just looking at these pictures of Jalen. I'm like, this dude, like, it's night and day how these guys dress. Bro. Like, it's night and day.
I mean, it's night and day between, like, their approach, the
personalities,
right? Like,
yeah.
Jalen is smooth, dude. Like, that man, he got it. He knows who he is. The quotes that we read all pretty much spoke to the fact that, like, he either learns from his mistakes or he already knew who he was and was proving this before folks were even on to him in the first place. And so, you know, I don't know, man. I'm excited. I really am excited for this season because last year was like the flash in the pan, right? We all sort of saw that this was going to be just an incredible year. This year is a bunch of question marks. Like, this team could go out there and be a 500 football team. They could be a team that takes over the whole league. They could be bottom. I don't think they will be.
Take it easy. You were Mr. 17-0 last year, and now we're coming off of a Super Bowl appearance.
We got a
majority of our roster
bro.
Still there, and you're saying 500?
We got some interesting holes on this team going
like
into the draft,
Give me one. Give me something.
I mean, for me, depth at cornerback. Once we lost Maddox, the backups went into the tank. Right, we got 2 30-plus cornerbacks, so that's an interesting situation. Linebacker, we don't know if Morrow could start, right?
Whoa, wow, this energy's a little wild from now, right?
Listen, they asked me a question, bro. I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy. I'm just saying I'm excited about this year because
this year could
be the season, son.
Too soon.
This could be the year that it all comes together.
Too soon, Paul. We're supposed to celebrate.
You could have said too soon. I'll get back to you.
Do not expect another 17-0 prediction from now.
This is a celebration.
If 17-0 comes out that man's mouth, I'm pulling out this receipt.
But shout out to AJ, the voice of Angel in the comments. She says Hurts is an old soul, and that goes to a Addison's quote.
Favorite singer, right?
Anita Baker.
Right? That's an old soul for you, bro.
Yeah. But he has a quote here that from the owner of the damn football team. He talks about Jalen. He's like, Jalen is the most mature 24-year-old I've ever come across. I'm just saying, like,
he
goes back to
Sal's Pizza and talk to me.
24. Speaking to running back coach Singleton, he said that he echoed the same sentiments. He said, yo, Jalen, he's like that dude. He said the same exact thing. He said, Jalen is an old soul. And then he mentioned, this dude is in here playing Anita Baker. He's just like, he's so mature beyond his years. Y'all like Anita Baker? Have you ever listened to Anita Baker?
Yeah, but I'm 37.
Not the same sort of frequency as Jalen, but I don't hear you speaking all highly of me because I worked at an 80s radio station. I could pull out old songs out of my
That's why.
Feelings. Jalen got in his feelings.
Like, he listens to Anita Baker. He's the oldest soul I ever met.
Well, because Anita Baker gives you the best that she's got.
Oh man!
Hey Prime, hold up. That was a Anita Baker reference that lets me know how old you are. I'll give you the best I got. But go.
No, I'm just saying, hanging out with my pops. He used to have the jukebox at the bar, so I mean, nice. It was playing. All those old school songs we were playing all the time. So, you know what I mean? Shit, I even got pop quizzed a few times with that. So that was the jam back in the day.
So what's your favorite Nita song? Maybe Sweet Love?
I can't say that I'm going to sit here and tell you I have a favorite song. I'm just, you know, she sang her ass off.
Whoa, okay.
We got everything on her wedding ring because she's giving you the best that she's got.
There you go.
Now we got another quote from our head coach, Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni on Hurts. He talked about Hurts' MJ comparison. I said, that's where that's coming from. It's just that will to win. It's a different level. He had that big chain on. What did it say? A breed of one. He's a breed of one. That's who he is. He's unlike anybody I've been around, just with how much he loves the game, how much winning drives him, how much getting better every day drives him, how much leading drives him. He's a special. He's special. He's a special dude. What do you guys think of that one?
It's all the same, bro. Like, he's special. he's a leader. He's special. All the things that we expect from him, man. As long as Jalen keeps working, I think that he gets at least a ring in this city. Yeah.
And I think that if you just listen to how all the people, like, it's hard for us to sit here. We can only really speculate as to what Jalen is like based off of what other people say. But, I mean, everyone in the locker room, all the coaches, anyone that's ever had an influence, in bringing Jalen up, they all say the same things. And they talk about how special of a person and an athlete he is and the effort he puts in. So, yeah, I mean, why not believe it?
Yeah, everything that was pretty much mentioned in that comment was everything we already know about the kid. I mean, every week he's being more and more mature, like when he's at the podium, when he's on the field, when he's just talking in general. I mean, you can't say more than enough that he is just the most mature 24-year-old you've ever seen. It's facts. And yeah. I mean, I'm only looking forward to what he's going to be like this upcoming year.
Bro, he's going to be 25 this year.
Most respected 25-year-old we know.
Wow, bro.
You know, the funny thing is during the offseason, shout out to Conrad, who was in the comments earlier, bumped into Conrad, and we were at his former high school. Ev actually met me out there with the drone as well. So this is a little story time, by the way.
I actually got exclusive. You remember that footage I got on the drone?
Yeah. I'll get there. But bumped into Conrad. Conrad was just taking photos. So I go to Conrad. I'm like, what are you taking photos for? He's like, this is my high school. I love the fact that Jalen's out here in the community working with the kids. It's a free camp for kids in Philly. You know, that was very noble of him. Next thing you know, I said, let's go talk to his agent, see if we can get on the field. Shout out to agent Nicole Lynn. She's like, yo, have at it. You do whatever you want. You know, Ev's like, breaks out his damn drone. Ev's flying the drone over the football camp. But we talk about the unit that he has around him, the women that he's got behind him, supporting everything that he's doing. He's killing. You know, I got an opportunity at the Senior Bowl last year, bumped into this Nicole, and I was like, look, I had to make opportunities to go up to her and be like, yo, you are killing it right now. Like you're really just taking the game over. She just gets this man, gets him paid, and that's the biggest contract ever done by a female in sports.
She got paid herself, bro. She got a nice chunk of change off that one.
I'm also not sure if you guys saw the story about how they connected in the first place. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, she hit him in the DM.
Yeah, she hit him in the DM on Instagram. Coming out of high school, I believe.
Okay.
Was it high school?
No. I think it was a few months leading up to the draft, I believe.
Yeah.
And she slid into his DMs on Instagram and essentially just said, hey, I know this is a long shot, but I don't know if you have an agent yet. I'd love a chance to represent you.
And nobody.
Lo and behold, now she is, she's inked the biggest contract in NFL history.
And the wild part about the league, man, is like a year ago, I don't think any of us would have said Jalen Hurts would be the highest paid player in the NFL, right? They're like, that was never on my mind. I thought he was going to get
going into this year. I mean, we talked about it. Even bringing it up right now, I know Hollis is going to jump down my throat.
But don't give me the leeway to do that, though.
I was going to say, this: the past offseason, a lot of the conversation, obviously there was people out there that were big believers in Jalen Hurts, but then there was also people out there that just hadn't seen enough to say that he's the 100% absolutely the guy moving forward. And now to be where we are right now, where everybody is on board that he 100% is the franchise quarterback of the Eagles and he's getting paid as such. It's a crazy jump from one offseason to the next.
Well, the one thing, it wasn't all you and it wasn't all Prime. I've been defending Jalen to some people who, even after you guys came over to the dark side, it was Chump still talking about, oh, he hasn't shown me anything yet. Oh, he hasn't played anybody. But then when we throttled, when Minnesota came here, they was talking shit about Minnesota. We kicked that. We kicked, they was like, we'll see how he does this next week.
Yep.
And he just kept on proving the wrong. But it's still motherfuckers to this day. John, TK, Tom Kelly, motherfuckers. I'm sorry. You know what? Shout out to my daughter's watching. My oldest daughter, Hadia. That's you watching. But no, I think it's the one thing that I think everybody, especially all of us, it was a great watch to watch this team mature like the way it did, and I don't know about you guys, but when we went and got AJ Brown,
that was it.
That was it. I was already high on Jalen. I'm gonna kick it to Prime next. Tell me if you was thinking this too. And but we didn't have we've never had a number one receiver, not since even Mike Quick. Not T.O. was the number one receiver, but they didn't have chemistry. They was acting like bitches off the field.
Right.
So there's to have a number one like this, and he's that guy. We have yet to, this was so fucking sweet. Tell me what you was thinking, Prime.
I'm just saying, I still play that night over and over. I mean, we're only 9 days away from reliving it at the draft. But when they made the announcement that they traded for A.J. Brown, bro, I lost it. And I'm like, I was just – it stood me. I stood there for a while, shocked. Did that really just happen? Did we just T.O. all over again? did we just go get a serious weapon? And, I mean, it was just I still took, about 3 days to get over it, for it to sink in. And yo, bro, I mean, at the end of the day, it all played out perfectly. We got a number one receiver, and the sync that these two had throughout the year was just ridiculous. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to be doing for the next 3 years. I mean, that list you brought up earlier, bro, it was a beautiful thing to see that we're going to have all those people coming back for the next few years. Bro, I mean, I'm not going to jump, on the mall wagon and everything. I'm not going to say 17-0, but I see at least two out of that. Straight up. I can see two out of that. You know what I mean? Bring two more to the city, and we good.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, because we're knowing Howie. A lot of people don't know that Dalvin Cook is unhappy in Minnesota. Now, Dalvin Cook is unhappy.
Dalvin Cook suffered.
You're exactly the one I was gonna kick it to. So, but Dalvin Cook is also a proven entity.
He is.
And he's like, it did to me, he's unhappy over there. If he come here, he's not going to have to do what he had to do with them.
True.
With the offensive line and with our QB, with our receivers. And even though Bijan Robinson is a guy, wouldn't you rather have somebody who's already done it, who's proven? Yeah. Mal, tell me what you think.
And what is he on the last year? Look at Tank facilitating the show. I like Dalvin, man. Explosive athlete. It's funny. So when Gail put that up on the screen and we're looking at who's locked in through 2025, I'm going to be 100% honest. My brain automatically went to Bijan Robinson, bro. Because I'm like, well, shit. like looking at this group here, you put Bijan in there.
Yeah, son,
that's elite across the board at pretty much every position. Ooh. That you need.
Look at Garrett. Look at
so I'm like, I was like, interesting.
But welcome to the dark side, my friend.
Hold on, he's saying Dalvin Cook. Depending on what Dalvin Cook costs, it positions you where you don't have to make a run at Bijan.
Crab, I like them both.
What if we get Dalvin Cook and move back in the draft, but get Dalvin Cook and then acquire some more. And acquire some more picks and stuff, and then just like, yeah, that's too much. That's too much. Like you just created a Madden Super Team,
right?
But I'm just saying, it's not out of the realm, because on draft day, I don't know why other teams pick up the phone when they see 215-463-2500. That's the Eagles line.
That's what I'm talking about.
You can call that. You're going.
It's right there on the website.
Yeah, you're going to get.
You just call the draft room.
Resident commoner Pete Nathan says, "Why you need Dalvin? Why you need Dalvin Cook when you can draft Bijan?"
The same reason why we got AJ Brown instead of Burke.
D Gunn, who is always locked in, he said there is no way that the Eagles draft Bijan at 10.
Who said that?
D Gunn said it.
But
I think it's like this. If Jalen Carter is gone, I see us trading down and securing more picks and stuff. I don't know if we'll trade.
You know how I feel about Gibbs.
I love Gibbs too.
Guy. Yeah. Explosion. Yeah. Well, Gail, Pete want to know what kind of hat is that, my boy? Gail always dripped up.
That's an exclusive right there.
It's from Cap Swag.
That's Sam Pinky. As Jesus, who is that? As Jesus,
that's Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, man.
Nick Foles.
That's Nick Foles in the whole offensive line.
Exclusive.
That's
sick. No clue.
I think it's sacrilege, but it's awesome.
Wowzers! Yeah. It is 100% sacrilege.
Yeah, someone's gonna be like, "Okay, guy, it was just Easter, pal." Talking about moments here. When was the? I'll go around the room. When was the exact moment that you knew that Jalen Hurts was him?
I'll go first since I was notoriously the guy that was
a naysayer,
a questioner of last offseason. I'm not gonna lie. When we went up to Detroit, obviously Jalen had a great game, and he balled out. My one takeaway that I said to Gail is I was like, and I was wrong. I was like, dude, he's not going to be able to sustain being able to run like this each and every game throughout the year. And then the Vikings game happened. And I saw him twist and turn his way to the end zone on one of the greatest QB runs I've ever seen out of an Eagles quarterback. That was the moment when Jalen Hurts got in the end zone after twisting and turning and breaking like five tackles of Vikings defenders. I was sold, man. There's nothing else I had to see at that point. I was like, this guy is him.
But you still had some resistance, though. You still had a little resistance, though.
Not then.
Yeah, you did. You kept on saying, well, we'll see.
Yeah, I think you should go back and
remember.
Watch.
I remember. it's still deep. Can I give you my favorite moment and when I knew?
Go ahead.
My favorite moment. But what I knew as soon as we drafted him, because watching his college career and hearing how his high school career went, I was like, oh, this kid's a winner. And I was like, if we got him for cheap, we stole him in the second round. So, but one of my favorite moments was when we had that Colts game and that game winning drive where he knew that what they were running. It's a defense that I tell it to you guys all the time. When you play against a running quarterback, you never want to run man under as a defense because everybody's back is turned. They ran man under, and it opened up like the Red Sea, and he could have hit his head on the goalpost. That was my favorite moment. But I knew as soon as we drafted him, he was going to be the man.
This guy's like LeBron James. I knew he was going to be an MVP before he came in the league.
No, I said I knew he was going to be the man when he got here, Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney. I don't know, bro. For me, it was definitely him coming that Lions game, right? That like seeing him evolve as a passer. The offensive line did him no favors in that first game.
Hey, Tappy.
For me, yeah, Tappy Uyelele. For me, the big thing was just seeing him as a passer, right? Like, we already knew he could run. That Saints game last year, the year before, where he just shook the defender out of his shoes, like, we knew what he was capable of with that. It was still a lot of questions around arm strength and can he hit the deep ball? And he literally made that jump at every passing metric. And so for me, it wasn't one specific moment, just seeing him consistently make the right play and keep the offense on time. I'm like, oh, this is that guy, bro. Mm-hmm. And he's getting paid to do that. And I'm excited to see him keep it working.
How about you, Primo?
I'm going to keep it 100. It took me about the fourth game of the season. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, I mean, like, you know where I was at with him. You know the turnaround I was expecting for him to make from the offseason onto the season.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then, you know, he's my quarterback. It's my team. I'm going to go ahead and defend him whatever way I got to, and that's what I was doing. But by the fourth game, and the reason why I say the fourth game, went to Detroit, saw it live, saw what he did. Minnesota, he destroyed them, all right? And I was just going with the, you know, every week, you know, he's got to prove himself just a little bit more. Washington wasn't much of a challenge. But I'm going to say that Jacksonville game because, you know, we were down 14. And he didn't give up. He didn't worry. He didn't lose his shit. That whole team came together and came back. Under the conditions that day was, they still fought through it together. He led that team all the way, and we came back with the victory. And I was sold from that point on. I was like, yo, this is it, man. This guy is going to go ahead and take us over the hump this season, and it's going to happen, and exactly what he did. So that's where it all kicked in for me. That Jacksonville game, him, you know, finishing out the way he did, I was sold right there.
I'm gonna say like, I know the Vikings game kind of like summed it up. I just felt he was tremendous, but like I said, going back to that moment when me and Ev and Conrad got a chance to go to his football camp, there was just I just felt like he just got the city, like he. And he wasn't just putting on just to put on. He was out there just speaking with the kids. And it was just his messaging and everything. And just, you know, seeing Jordan Mailata show up to camp, that camp, just to be there and support. He was just, you know, I was standing next to some guys asking him some questions. He's just like, I love Jalen. The whole team loves Jalen. We support him. And just hearing all these smaller stories from random people in the community, especially Eagles PR. They were like, Jalen makes our job so easy. You don't know how, you know, how easy that is for us. The fact that we have a guy in here, this is the Eagles PR just saying like, this was the Eagles Autism Challenge last year. And that just speaks to everything. Like being the face of the franchise is a big deal.
Yep.
And it's his whatever his energy, it's resonating. He talks about it in the combine meeting that he had when he got drafted, just saying, I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing, I'm not telling people to follow me. They just do.
Yo, I love that he's also a real dude, too, right? Yeah. That like when you hear him wired, like he's out here cursing, he's out here saying all kind of wild shit on the field. And so, you know, I think a lot of times when you have this persona that's created to be able to be like the perfect conditions for PR, right? That a lot of times that person struggles to be able to relate to their teammates because they take that on as a brand themselves. Like Jalen's able to be a real dude. He's genuine across the board, right? And like that for me is so important because like Tank said before, yo, your team is going to rally around your quarterback. If your quarterback is somebody that is prone to alienating people, you're not going to make it very far, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have supreme talent and a bunch of things go well for you to have a good team. Whereas in this situation, yo, they relate to a 24-year-old, whether they're his age, older, right? Coaching staff, we got the owner, all of these people. Like, yo, this is one of the dopest dudes I ever met in my life. He's really that dude. Like, that's incredible, man. It's not a front. And for me, that's the big piece, because eventually the front is going to come down, right? People are going to figure you out. Jalen could be here for the next 10 years and promising two championships. If he brings one to this city, for me, this was worth every penny, right? It was worth every penny, every loss, every failure. Sure. So if he brings two, man.
When he brings two?
Name the whole city after him, for all I give a damn, bro.
Now, you said, Mal said something interesting. He was like, when you talk about how the team rallies behind them. Well, you remember when Foles came in for Carson, how they rallied behind him, and then Carson came back, and shit started looking bleak. Yep. But as soon as Foles came in, it did. We were struggling, and to come to find out, it's because Carson didn't want Nick Foles back in the game, so he's out there playing with a fucking broken back. So then, as soon as Nick Foles comes in, all of a sudden the offense has chemistry now. And then you take it a step further, and somebody, it's one of the people in the comments, I think it was Helen, she said this. It was when Hurts came in, like, we were struggling when Carson was starting, and then when Hurts came in, all of a sudden the offense has chemistry. They're moving now, and sometimes I think as fans we fall in love with the backup, but we're not the only ones that fall in love with the backup. Yeah. When you playing with somebody and they're an asshole, you don't want to fuck with them.
Look at Bailey Zapp in New England, bro. Yeah. Like, that they turned on him on Mac Jones, right? Like, the whole big chanting Bailey Zapp's name and
what
shit.
What about the kid Mike White with the Jets?
For the Jets, right? Like you said, people fall in love with those backups for a reason. And we got fortunate because our backup wasn't some wild card lottery pick. Jalen was going to be a starter in the NFL, right? Like, I think the question was, is he a top five quarterback? Is he somebody that, like, is he the guy, or is he another one of the guys in the league? And, like, I think he's been able to prove that, no, he's the guy, bro. Yeah. Like, there are very few quarterbacks I would take over Jalen Hurts.
And go ahead.
No, you good, bro.
I was going to say, I think that his work ethic is the biggest thing in that. And that just comes down to – and I hate to compare him to Wentz, but being the fact that Wentz is what we just came from and then we moved on to Hurts, it's hard to not compare the two. And so when you just think about, like, as far as relatability with the rest of the locker room and, Carson Wentz was a dude from the middle of the country, from North Dakota, and he doesn't relate with the Philadelphia people in many ways at all. We don't have many hunters around here, and I think that, like, when you saw things in the offseason that Carson was doing with, you know, he had his Wentz Outdoor Bros page where he's just sitting there shooting arrows at deer and shit.
Yeah.
That's how you know you ain't out there.
I'm not a hunter, bro. You're a hunter-gatherer, correct? I learned about you in social studies.
You touched on something kind of important, and it may ran something through my mind. When you talk about how when he's working out with people, Doc used to work out with me. Mm-hmm. Brian Dawkins used to work out with me. A safety working out with a D tackle, and he used to put up some of the weight that I put it up too. Mm-hmm. That's how strong he was. When you see your little guys doing that up front, it make you want to kick ass. And also when I was in New Orleans, Cool Breeze, I dubbed him Cool Breeze, Drew Breeze. Drew Brees was working out with us, with the big dogs. I'm like, damn. And when you see that type of dedication, because a lot of times,
bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hammers. Because when you see that the quarterback is not overusing the teacher's pet thing, because if you look at it, it used to be before all this stuff came about, there was a quarterback's club because the quarterback was dubbed as the most important person on the team. Right. Now, I don't know about you, but when you're the teacher's pet, you're not one of the guys. You have to inundate yourself and come down to our level and be one of the guys.
Right.
So,
Going back to the Ev's comment about the outdoor bros thing, I remember having a conversation with Ev, and I said, yo, I said, did you watch that Wentz thing? I said, he looks more. I had never seen him so. I said, giddy. he looks. Yeah. more excited about that than he does about that's the mm-hmm. first thing I said to Ev after I watched it. Like he just seems like more excited about that than the fact that Jalen Hurts is, he knows that hanging out with the janitor at NovaCare because they know each other because he's always there.
And that's
need
exactly
him to get in the building at 4 a.m, right?
And
like he got knocked 3 times.
And that's something that you can't instill in somebody. That's something that they either just have or they don't have. Yep. And I think that Jalen, like, it's totally fine if you want to have activities outside of football. Do whatever you want to do. Like, you know, you're an individual. But, like, just to what Gail was saying is that I think that Jalen, he has that the want to just want to get better at football. And that's what his main focus is. And I feel like when the season ended for guys like Carson, he wanted to get back to the stuff he did in the offseason, which is hunting and that sort of thing. Jalen doesn't care about anything else aside from football, it seems, man. And that's a very valuable thing to have in a quarterback.
You know, the one thing that you mentioned, right, is like when you have a quarterback and he has events and he invites you, you go to his events. But then when you invite him to your event and he don't come at all, that was the one thing that I hated about Carson. He didn't go to nobody else's events or anything, but he expected everybody to attend that fucking softball game.
Yeah.
And it's like, why you think Geno Smith got knocked out? The linebacker that we had in, Nigel Bradham knocked him out.
Nigel Bradham that punched him?
I
don't know about Nigel.
That wasn't Nigel Bradham.
You're thinking of the Cabana Boy, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, not the Cabana Boy, but it was on the Jets. They end up cutting him, but what you call it, end up picking him up because he drafted him with the Jets. So what happened was the kid had a celebrity weekend. Geno Smith stiffed him, but the kid had already paid for his ticket. Now, everybody's not making first-round money.
Right.
So Geno said, I'm going to give you your money back. So Geno, they got to training camp. Geno was, like, shunning him. And, like, you know, he's like, man, I'll give it back to you when I'm ready. What?
Yeah.
Bam. Oops, upside the head. But it's like, but when you have somebody, you're supposed to treat everybody with the same respect that you expect back. If you treat people like shit, you're going to get shit.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know, so someone treats you like with respect, it's Philly Sports Trips. You look in the book, a damn trip city to any sports event. Philly, whether it's Phillies, whether it's the Eagles, whether it's the Union,
the draft,
whether it's the NFL draft. Make sure you check out phillysportstrips.com. Make sure to follow them at sportstrips.phl for more information. I know, again, Tank is going to be eating Grey Poupon on the plane to the NFL draft. First class, double seat.
I didn't get invited to the draft when I played. I was an undrafted free agent. I watched the draft. I actually had a date the second day of the draft, and you remember back when the cell phones was like a look like a fucking book bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, did you see that? I'm not sure if you guys saw this or not. I don't think Nolan Smith got invited to the first round.
No, he's not coming. He wants to watch it with his family.
Yeah, they only did 17 people this year, bro. Like they told
some people not to show up.
But the thing is they did that because they were tired of that green room thing.
The green room sad face. Yeah. Yeah.
Kansas City's whack. That's why.
Hey, ratings are ratings, pal. I don't know.
You know the NFL always trying to control a narrative.
Yeah, they are. They're all the time. I didn't get 3 or 4 calls because they found out that I was going to be there with Philly Sports Trips.
I always look forward to seeing the girlfriends getting the phone snatched away from them.
That CeeDee Lamb one was legendary.
Or kicked off their laps by their mom. You know what I mean? I always look forward to that shit.
Yeah. I always look forward to that shit, man.
That is cool.
Just want to ask you guys a quick question. Who's sticking around for the mock? I know it's Taco Tuesday. Here, you out?
Hurry up.
I did the rice remove today, and I ate before we got on the show.
Okay. Oh, okay. Just asking.
Okay, Prime.
Way to go, Prime.
Because people are asking.
I mean, we don't have to go any later and later. You kind of get this thing started.
But before. Tranquila. Go lay down. Take a nap if you need to come back. Wanted to go around the room. We all know that the draft is coming. Mm-hmm. We all know that draft takes change over the weeks and days. Sometimes I'll call Mal, I'm like, yo, how you feeling about this? what are you feeling about this? So I just want to, I wanted to revisit number 10 because I feel like it's, I just want to see, just to see where we're at as a, I'm not gonna say it as a group because individually where you guys are at. You know what I'm saying? So
well, Mal wants we got that's easy.
So let's go around the room. We'll start with Ev. We'll start with Ev. Are you still at number 10?
Unretire 5, baby.
Let's go.
Bijan. So you're all about
always love you.
You're all about Bijan right now.
Yes, sir.
Hardcore. Did you know an interesting fact about Bijan?
It's mustard too.
He has his own mustard.
Did you know that he wanted to be an actor? Does that change anything?
Oh god.
That the first thing that makes me think of is not.
No. Look at Mal's face.
Evan on same page.
No. It don't change anything for me.
Why would it change anything?
We in a different world. Like, it's not just going to be football, yo. Like, when you get Devontae's and Jalen's, like, that's rare. Like,
okay, what if you want to be a SoundCloud rapper? Does that make it different?
I don't care, dude. Can you put your foot in the ground, follow a Hall of Fame offensive line, score some damn touchdowns, and win a Super Bowl? Rap your ass off in the offseason. Have a good old time, bro. Bring it when it's time to play football. That's all I care about, dude.
Agreed.
So
you download Cole Beasley's album?
Oh god,
nah, hell no. He was talking about being an anti-vaxxer, and I was getting the jab, but I'm not listening to that shit.
So we have Mal, who's heated at this moment.
Hold on. Something skipped past me. Hold the fuck up. Cole Beasley had a rap album?
Oh, man. How did you know that?
It was called Anti-Vax Facts, bro. He was spitting bars. He was killing them, boy. I was like, damn, he had me second guessing it. I was like, shit, I might end up getting spoon stuck to me, bro. Like, get on metal detectors soon, the way they talking. Jeez.
So while we're at it, where do you stand at 10, Mal?
At 10, I mean, I would much rather trade back just because you need more picks. The way that they've approached this offseason is getting people that fill a need but also have high upside. It's a high upside draft, a lot of anomalies in this joint, man. So I'm excited. I think you trade back from 10. It's nobody, I think, unless somebody falls into your lap that makes sense, Jalen Carter, Tyree. For me, and nah, I'm good, bro.
So who are you targeting?
Who? At 10?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're in your ideal world. We'll get to you in a second.
If Jalen fell, Tyree fell, I would love either of them for sure. If by some stretch of the imagination, Anderson Jr. fell right there, like those kind of guys, if they fell to 10, absolutely. Even with Devin and Gonzo, I feel like I would trade back. I don't know that they're worth it at 10 when you can collect other picks. So for me, I mean, it's Tyree Wilson or Jalen Carter at 10, or I'm good.
No, Nolan?
Bro, I think you can get moved back. First of all, Nolan's going like 8 and 7 in some of these mock drafts now. Like, he's even going before 10. So, I don't know. If I don't know, bro.
Okay.
You can trade back and get Nolan, son.
Hold on. Hey, now, you didn't give Mal the whole caveat that you told me that we were going to do. You said that if Bijan and Jalen weren't there, who else would you draft? Would you be thinking about drafting at number 10? That was supposed to be the question.
If Bijan
and Jalen Carter wasn't there at 10, what was your third plan? That's what me and Gail was talking about. And that's the only reason why I was raising my hand. I was trying to give everybody opportunity to answer the question properly. So go ahead.
Well, Mal gave us a whole. He gave us a whole.
You asked me questions. You didn't give him the questions.
Thank you.
So AAF. I'll ask you.
Stop asking me questions.
Bijan's not there.
And Jalen's not there.
Who are you going with?
I mean, I first of all agree with Mal in the fact that I said this to you weeks ago in that, like, Nolan Smith has been getting mocked like in the 15 to 25 range for weeks, months now. I don't think that's really what's going to happen. I really do think the way that the rest of these teams look at him, I think he's a top 10 talent. So I think it's even a possibility that, you know, if Nolan Smith is sitting there at 10, I wouldn't be at all upset if the Eagles pulled the trigger on him. Tyree Wilson, obviously another guy. But these are all guys I think probably are going to be gone by 10. So if that's the case, if all four of those guys are gone, I trade back.
Who would you like?
In a trade back? I mean, it depends on how far back we're going. I mean,
no, just, I mean, in a trade, if you so if you trade back, who would you look to get?
JSN, bro.
Yeah, JSN's an option. Cansey, depending on how far back you go.
Like we walk into a party and there's nothing but fly ladies.
All right, how about you, Big Hollis?
Well, if we trade back, I would go with the trade back, but I would go with the same thing. And we were talking about Paris Johnson, because yes. We were talking about Lane Johnson leaving in a couple of years.
Yeah.
So you could kick him, you could put him in immediately and make him start at guard, so he could get the speed of the game down while still being tutored by Lane while he's here, to be that tackle. So I mean, it's the safest pick, and then you get some other picks too as well.
Yeah.
But that's what I would look to do if both of those guys are gone.
And he's another one, right? That like is now getting mocked up into Chicago right before us. You're not like Paris Johnson picking up steam now that people are kind of like, well, Skoronski can only play guard,
right?
But here's a tackle that can swing to both sides and potentially play guard in the pinch.
Yep.
And is a supreme athlete. And look at 6'6", right? That like has the length to play the position too.
And he's nasty.
He's got the thing that you like, Mal. Is he's got that Got the mean streak.
But the you're right, Mal, about the kid out of Northwestern. He has short arms, and so he's probably gonna. I think he's gonna drop to the second round, because he's got short arms. I was looking at him, I was like, man,
second round? Hell no.
He's a late first round or second.
For me, he's a second round player, but
he'll go high.
I don't think so. You don't draft a guard like he's not a game changer.
Athletic had a great breakdown around that, where they show positional value and like where players get selected the most frequently. And to Hollis's point, guard was second round, like center was third round, like the interior offensive lineman you could get and hit late on. Right. And that's why for me, Skronk at 10 was crazy talk, right? That like, I got to stop using that word crazy. That was wild talk, bro, because no, you don't value a guard that high. And honestly, you have Cam Jurgens, who may be better than Skronk at that position anyway. So like, what are we talking about?
Mal, the only way you value guys at that spot is if he's a fucking monster.
Yeah,
if he's a dominating force, you have to go get him.
But don't you think at the same time, Hollis, that you can draft a guy day two and Jeff Stoutland can mold him into a monster?
Do you know who I said it was for the Super Bowl? It was Honey Bun, Hank Fraley. Hank Fraley was an undrafted free agent.
I mean, that doesn't help the Jeff Stoutland point because he wasn't around then. But.
I equate Jeff Stoutland. Stoutland is better than Juan Castillas as an offensive line coach.
100%.
Juan was a motherfucker.
That was good, though, bro.
As a defense coordinator, he sucked ass.
Yeah.
So he still to this day still to the offensive line because he coaches that mean streak shit. He's the reason why a lot of the stuff that they outlaw for the offensive lineman, like all that when you stand around the pile as a defender, you see the motherfuckers coming flying and knocking the shit out of you. That was Juan implemented that shit.
Yeah.
I've seen some Paris Johnson. He was going after a lot. Like I could see him getting some penalties, but hey, you only have one holding penalty in 2022.
I'll live with it. If you out there beating the hell out of people, man, you get you a penalty every now and again. I'm like, all right, calm down a little bit. It's different when you getting beat and you holding people and you track and you pulling people down. If you mauling the hell out of somebody out of bounds and you just beating the hell out of them and you get 15 real quick, that's setting the tone too, right? That like you see Trent Williams doing stuff like that. You see the big, really physical offensive linemen, like they're gonna give you the business. They'll take the 15. So. Yeah. You know, if that's the kind of guy at 10 that's sitting there for sure, but who knows, bro? After these first five or six picks, I feel like this draft is going to go up. This is going to be a humongous question mark.
You know what Trey Tiedemann's motto was at the beginning before he went to the game? Nothing get the Kristaps popping like hands to the face. if you're a defensive lineman, you come out the rock and that offensive lineman hits you like right in the mug, it makes you dizzy for like three or four plays. That's why they say like nothing get the Kristaps popping. Like hands to the face.
My favorite was that head slap back in the day. Head slaps was beautiful. So
hey Prime, I forgot to ask you where you at 10. I know you certified Bijan, right?
You know what? I forgot.
you went. I didn't think I was going to get called on. We've been spoiled for the past few drafts with the way Howie's been running this shit. So to be honest with you, I mean, with Bijan going and Jalen going, I do kind of see us trading back. I mean, Nolan Smith is definitely the next guy for me. You know, to solidify this defense, go after that kid. I mean, somebody mentioned earlier in the comments, yeah, I see this guy being another Hassan Reddick on the other end. I mean, that would be lovely to have two guys like that with the same, you know, adrenaline. I'm all for it. So, I mean, that's my guy if the circumstances with Bijan and Jalen Carter already being picked up.
Oh, interesting. Prime. That's maturation right there.
Wow, you gonna talk to you like that, Prime? Damn.
No, I mean, that's like I'm talking from Bijan Stanish. That's from Bijan Stanish. I feel like that made a lot of sense, and that's kind of like I'm in the same ilk as Prime. There, I kind of feel like the Hassan Reddick 2.0. My thing is, they're getting rid of some guys on the defensive line, getting another fastball off the edge. Just the fact that you could get Reddick and Nolan Smith on the same field at certain times of the game, when these old linemen, especially the young ones out there getting gimped up, bro, you bring him off the bench and that's the leadership qualities of Nolan Smith is where I'm thinking about the future of this locker room. You have a kid like that, holding them together and accountable, because this is what Nolan Smith is. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with Smith, but again, talking about Evan, you know, you love Bijan.
I'm retired five.
I'm retired five.
I will always love you.
If you drafted Bijan, obviously I wouldn't, because I love the player, but
yeah,
I wouldn't hate it. Because I would think about the exciting, explosive offense.
See that comment is just silly to me, man. Because if we were to be sitting here, and you, I understand what you're saying, Gail. It's not your first option, but you would live with a Bijan. Yeah, you will. You will live with it, because by August we'll be hyped out of our. We'll be ready to jump out of our skin.
I wouldn't hate it, because it's like
nobody would.
If they feel that he's that guy, then I'm gonna go with that. But right, obviously,
let's get to my draft, because you guys are dragging shit out.
Can I get my
you, especially Prime?
Prime.
It's mainly been Prime today.
I had to listen to all your takes, and now I can't talk.
Hurry it up, Cap.
I gotta hurry it up. We got a dissertation.
Hey, just go ahead and speak. Tap. Do whatever you gotta do. Just get this
If Jalen Carter is there, I'm taking right up to the.
We already knew that.
Roger Goodell. Okay.
All right, moving along.
Go get your tacos, bro.
Just get your tacos. Outside. See, he ate already. That's why he's not rushing.
Yeah,
that's why I'm good.
Go get your tacos, my guy.
You are a little more jovial.
I like how Gail hits everybody with, what would you do if Jalen Carter and Bijan aren't there at 10?
Right.
What I would do, I would say Jalen Carter. At 10.
Exactly.
That's how Gail gets you, though.
Exactly.
That's how Gail gets you.
I'm saying if he was there. Let me talk.
We didn't have that option, but mind you guys, he told me before you guys got on there, man, he was talking, and he said, "What do you think of this question?" I said, "That's a cool question." And then he gives it to Mal all fucked up and starts questioning Mal. Like, I was like, you know what?
Because I was looking at the time situation.
Prime over that time or something. Oh, this fat motherfucker gonna interrupt again. No, I just wanted the question right.
All right, let's get back on the rails. I digress.
Let's get back to the draft. Good thing. Muzzle.
Hey, Mal, you want to load up your.
Yes, sir.
So I'll monitor the comments, okay?
Yeah, monitor the comments.
Deepest
apologies, folks, for us for getting off the rails like that. It was mostly Prime fault, because he ate his tacos already.
It was definitely Prime. Prime came in here with that full stomach energy, bro, and just threw us all off.
I'm good.
I'm hating right now.
Yeah, facts.
I'd have loved some tacos.
Facts.
They sound so delicious right about now.
Down under. Pause.
I don't even know what Bob said. I can't see anything.
He called Tank Big
Tank
Bone.
Big Bone. Bone.
not that dude. once you accept what you are, then, you know.
We are doing the mock. We are experiencing some technical differences right
now.
That's a sign.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We're using a mouse.
Matt, Pro, you got it?
PFF.
Yeah, I got a. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Lock all this stuff.
Come on, man. Let's go.
It's crashing.
Now, come on, man.
Dead air central right now.
And there he goes.
Oh, snap.
That wasn't in the cards.
I know. Yeah, it's a bit outside. I don't know how they're laying out these pitches.
Hey, Jimmy Cooper asks, "What's your guys' take?"
I love you,
Tank.
Sanders.
That was a guy that you liked.
I loved you, Sanders. Somebody was saying, "Well, what if he's dumb?" I was like, "He's the kind of guy that you nah." Because if you look at it, you look at Junior Seau. You look at guys like Lawrence Taylor, and Troy Polamalu. Well, no, they have the latitude to just go after the ball like it was a fucking heat-seeking missile. Mm. And everybody else did their wet scholar, and the way that those guys watch film. And the way listening to some of the shit that comes, like when playing with Trot be calling out some of the plays that's coming out. Mm-hmm. It's like when you have guys like that, you want to let them go and let them create havoc. Right. So I mean, right. I love Drew. If you watch your play, I love him coming off the edge or coming up being a plain linebacker. Mm.
Drew Sanders.
Next Logan Wilson.
Huh.
I think you'd be the next Logan Wilson.
I think he's a better pass rusher than Logan Wilson, but not as good in coverage.
Yeah.
But they are both Caucasian and play linebacker, Gil.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a bit outside.
So
at least he's not a try-hard white guy.
Hit start. Well, he's a try-hard that actually is an athlete too. So number one, Carolina takes Bryce Young. Second, Anthony Richardson to the Texans. Mm. Third, Will Anderson Jr. to Arizona. Fourth, Will Levis to the Colts. Fifth, Jalen Carter to Seattle. Sixth is Gonzo to the Lions. Stroud to Oakland. Eight is Tyree Wilson to Atlanta. And nine is Skoronski to Chicago.
Let me ask you a question, all of you guys a question. I saw Adam Schefter coming on. I forget what show he was on, but he came on and was talking about how he is almost guaranteeing that only two quarterbacks go in the top 10. How many quarterbacks do you think go in the top 10?
I think all four of them go.
I say three. I mean, I guarantee three should go.
Who's the odd man out, Gale? Anthony Richardson?
Will Levis.
It
could be Levis.
Because you look at the Colts, they could draft Anthony Richards because they brought Gardner Minshew in there to be that, you know, that stopgap. And right.
Tired of black quarterbacks like a run, bro. He's sick if he get another one, yo.
He's about to be sick as fuck because because when you look at they got an offensive coordinator. He likes to run the ball and run the quarterback, and I think he could teach. He's a bit of a quarterback whisperer, and he could teach the quarterback a lot of things. So I think that's going to be he's going to be gone. Will Levis is going to be the odd man out, though. Because Will Levis, to me, when you have to make excuses, like he had a tremendous year ago. But then this past year, they start talking about, well, he lost some weapons. It's like, no, motherfucker. They got your bitch ass on tape. The SEC is just like the NFL, almost like the NFL. They have you on tape, and now let's see if you're that guy. And he wasn't that guy. Yeah. So he reminds me of like Trent Dilfer or David Carr.
Okay, are we the chat is saying trade back? Everyone agree with trading back on this one?
Yeah, that's fine.
We got Green Bay right here. We could do 15 and 45 for 10, or 15, 70 and a bunch of other stuff for 10. We could pretty much take the rest of their draft from there. And
45
is next year.
Mm-hmm. A next year pick too. Damn.
We could pick 1,000 people. Damn. All right, Ev said he don't want 14 people joining the team this year through the draft.
Hey.
All right, and so we traded the 10th pick to the Green Bay Packers and received the 15th and 45th pick back in return.
Okay. All right. Sean brings up Sports Illustrated trade. They said Philadelphia Eagles send pick 10, Green Bay Packers to the 2023 first pick, mm-hmm. the 2023 third, pick 78, and the 2024 second.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, and also Green Bay potentially will be working with some additional picks if when they trade during the draft for that bum out of air, that freaking guy.
Now, so, which guys went off the board?
We had Luke Van Ness, Devon Witherspoon, Paris Johnson, Quentin Johnston, and Joey Porter.
Wow, Packers traded up with us to take LVN.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did something stupid like that.
Witherspoon, Devon Witherspoon. We need somebody.
Spoon went 11th. You got JSN.
JSN.
We have Nolan Smith right here.
Oh, Nolan.
Nolan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Nolan.
What's the comment right, section Prime. Saying? I can't see.
They say Nolan Smith, get him. No, I'm a Prime. Prime said it. I didn't see that.
Nolan I didn't Smith. See that.
Fitting. All right, so at first 30, we have Darnell Wright.
Darnell Wright Harrison. Nice too. Darnell Wright would be nice, too.
Emmanuel just missed Fools, out on the Zay
sweepstakes. Jones.
On the who?
Oh, on a drop pass, oh. Drop 100 passes, sweepstakes.
Hey, yo, Darnell.
Darnell Wright wouldn't be a bad one, bro.
Yeah, I'd be all over Darnell Wright.
Also, I love Mozzie Smith, man. I don't know if he's at the tail end of the first, but Mozzie's going to be a baller.
Mozzie Smith had a visit with the Eagles.
Mozzie, yeah. Yo, him and Jordan Davis.
Oh my God.
Yo, who did we draft?
Darnell,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, we took. Relax, bro.
I like how fast this is going. This
I know.
Listen, for once, I got something to do tonight. Yeah, so let's get the party going.
Less talking and more picking. Let's go.
And so we are 45 right now. We have Dion Henley. Shout outs to Todd again for letting us know that's Big U's son. We have Thule, which we probably don't need right now, right?
No.
Sam Laporta, Tank Dell, Steve Avila. Luke Whippler is an interesting one. Julius Brents, there goes y'all guy. Ooh. I know Bergeron's my dude, but we already got a tackle.
I go Julius
Brents. That might be it here.
Gibbs got picked up?
Gibbs got picked.
Julius Brent.
I see what it goes on. Gibbs is gone, Joey.
Gibbs went 37th.
Yeah. Julius Brent.
So Julius Brent?
Yeah.
Developmental corner. Avila's on the board too, but we got
it. Yeah, we just took O lineman.
Evan, who do you want to pick?
I'm in on Brents.
Okay, there it is. Julius Brents.
You're trying to include the white guy now? Wow.
Yeah, he definitely got to include the white guy.
Alrighty.
Well, this is awkward.
it looks like I don't know what's happening. We got Deion Henley still on here. We have Garrett Williams, injured potential developmental corner.
Zach Charbonnet
is here.
Oh,
that's a good one. Ooh, Siaki Ika is I like Siaki Ika there.
Whoa, go back to Jack Charbonnet.
Got Chandler Zavala.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay,
the wine man. Here we go. We got the power guy with the wiggle.
I mean, we have to take Nathaniel Dell here, dude.
Okay, take it.
I'm not listening to you no more, bro.
Well, I'm saying, though, everybody had a choice that
at this point, I'm about to put this man in the bathroom, bro. We got
fucking guy muting me and shit, man. Wait till I see you, bro. I'm climbing a ladder.
Wow.
They're asking where Jalen Hyatt went.
It's on site, bro. Jalen Hyatt. Oh, yeah. Jalen Hyatt went early.
Yeah, he went early and often.
Oh, pause.
Ooh, Tank Dell would be interesting too, man.
Where did he go? He went 40. I'm all for Tank Dell here.
What pick is this?
94.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm for Tank Dell.
What about Herbig?
Went 48. I'll be down with Herbig too. Either of those two for me.
That's two edge. Two edge. Ooh. Think that would be interesting.
I think Herbig can develop into like an actual linebacker, bro. But I would say
keep in mind we don't have another pick for till 219. So this is pretty much it.
Brian's saying Tank Dell.
Tank at 94 is a steal.
We did that one for you, Brian. That one for you, Brian.
No, hell no, Cedric Tillman ain't still there.
219, just like that.
DTR, got to.
Vic says, Tank too little, man. Get a big slot.
The slots are never too big. The slots are never big.
You don't even need that. Have you seen him in a two-way release, bro?
Hey, oh, my God.
He's got 23 red zone touchdowns,
bro. Mm-hmm.
DTR?
Tank would be different. Yeah.
Built like Cisco, here. But he's got red zone touchdowns.
He's
at the
thong song.
He's asking for Dorian Thompson at QB.
Yeah, we got him. Mm-hmm. Take a space eater here. 6 foot 290.
Who else is on the board here?
Have a body. Mm-mm, Quindell Johnson.
Oh, seventh round. Huh?
Wait, that's it, bro. We at the tail end, my guy.
But you got who's available?
Brett Nealon.
Absolutely nobody.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Jake Witt.
What was that name? You can get him the UDFA.
This dude, athlete. I ain't even gonna try the name. Alex. From Illinois, Christian Braswell, a little lockup. All right, last one.
Jake Haner had a good Senior Bowl.
Well, I mean, we took quarterback.
We did.
We took a development. We took DTR.
Last time we gave our quarterback a big contract, we went and got a quarterback. We're giving him a big contract again. We're going to get two quarterbacks this time?
No, damn. We already got Marcus Mariota, damn.
Michael Jones.
All right, we're going to come down.
Mike Jones?
Johnson. What? Puka. Safety.
Okay.
He wanted to draft Steve with Puga.
We don't care what you wanted, Pete.
I know.
All right.
Get so your own. We got the selection too.
First pick. We traded 10 to Green Bay for pick 15, pick 45. At 15, we took edge rusher Nolan Smith from Georgia. At 30, we took tackle. Arguably right tackle Darnell, right?
That's a nice start, right?
Pick 45 in the second round and the pick that we acquired from Green Bay. We took developmental corner Julius Brents from Kansas State. PFF did not love that one. Pick 62, Zach Charbonnet from UCLA. As Gail always says, that is the wrong picture. that is a whole C plus. They don't care about running backs at
team
all.
Team Lightskin. Team lights.
So pick 94 in the third round. God. We took wide receiver Nathaniel Dell. They absolutely love that one. At pick 219 in the seventh round, we took Dorian Thompson Robinson, DTR. And at pick 248 in the seventh round, we took developmental safety Quindell Johnson from Memphis. Mm. Got an A.
Closed out strong for sure.
Yes, sir.
But honestly, I think the top end of the draft is I would be happy with all that.
I mean, truth be told, if this was the draft, that would be nice.
So that looking at this thing, you have to move down from one of these spots, man, to get that extra juice.
Yeah,
it's imperative. Just a little bit.
And I mean, that gap, it just won't happen, in my opinion, to go from what was that pick 94 to 219. Howie's going to find a way in day three.
But Ev, you know what? It actually depends on what's available.
Yeah,
because as the draft goes on, guys are going to be snatched off the board. And I think with what you're talking about, if there's still some guys that we covered available, I think you're correct. He's going to try to get back. He's going to try to get back in there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I just see that as a wide gap for him to go from the third round all the way to the seventh without making a pick. That's not how he asked to me. And I agree with you that you have to see how the draft plays out. And who is going to be there. But, I just think Howie likes his young options.
And that simulation, that was interesting, because if we would have took the, what was it, 76th or something from Green Bay, we would have been able to, like, backload on a bunch of their picks versus 40. So I think it's really up to Howie, to your point. It's like you take something value. A little bit less, but then, stockpile some day three picks where you might get some guys. that fall because of injuries, right? Or like, you know, just coming out of smaller schools. Right. I don't know, man. This, I feel like this draft will determine a lot about how well we play over the next couple of years, because you got to hit some home runs, man. Some really good players in this draft.
Yeah, you really do.
Lamar Jackson is hurting his feelings right now.
Oh, God. He'll get over himself.
Yeah, he'll be fine. All right, Gail, let's go. Lead us out.
But yeah, just talk about the draft. I liked it. And then we got some good, we got some depth in the back end. We got some guys that can contribute right away. We got, you got Darnell Wright, who's, you got a mean streak in him as well. I like what we did there. And thanks to all the people in the chat for holding us down. Shout out to Conchi Bakery for holding us down all these years, celebrating 50 years of being awesome. I'll go check them out and get yourself a tomato pie while you're out there. Shout out to Bud Light for always holding us down for the last how many years?
Sports shirts.
You know, yeah, I got some random comments in the our DMs the other day. I'm like, bro, Bud Light supports us. We love them.
Relax.
That's what it is. So,
comment about what?
Some crazy.
Use your imagination.
Crazy.
Have you ever listened to this show?
Yeah.
Just
if there's one thing we do, people it's of color political on this show, boxes.
And you'd be like, "Oh, these are the guys that are just gonna shoot Bud Light in their driveway." It's like,
and we got a tank.
last word before we get out of here, shout out to the Invisible Tank.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's start with him.
Yeah, Tank.
Keep it moving.
Last word, my guy.
Cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, there it is.
Go.
Next.
Go, Bird. It's been real. I like the way Prime is trying to usher everybody through this shit. I appreciate Prime eating his tacos before.
Yeah, it was a pleasure having you
for the entire show. Thank y'all. God bless. And good night. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Got for the 14th time.
It's been real.
Man, last word.
Man, go Birds, bro. Excited for Jalen Hurts. He is him. Excited for this city. We get a chance to have a real leader and grinder at quarterback, man, for the first time in a very long time. So, you know, it's all good over here, man. Let's get it done. Let's get some chips back to the city. Go Birds.
Primo?
No, I just want to say, you know, I mean, I know I missed out last week. I missed you guys, but it felt good being back tonight. Shooting the shit, talking what we love to talk about.
So, but we should stay on longer if you want.
Yeah, it's the guy that's rushing out of here for tacos.
All right, and with all that being said, go Birds. Damn. Enjoy the rest of your week. Peace out.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, as for me, I mean, we have the Eagles Autism Challenge coming up. You know, great fundraiser for, you know, autism. All proceeds go 100% to people that for research and people that are affected by autism. Also, when I put out my fundraiser page today, I had a guy named Philip Prickett, I believe his name is, reach out to me, and I just want to share some information that he shared with me. Anybody that, you know, has anyone affected with their life and autism, go check out lifecollegeoc.org. It's a college specifically for people that are struggling with autism, and it gives them, you know, it provides them with daily skills, teaches them skills so they can get into the workforce, be effective. I think it's a really good, you know, really good foundation. So if anybody, you know, wants more information about that, just reach out to me. But yeah,
I got my own autism page. They have an alumni section for Eagles Autism. Help your boy out. Some kicker came in the last fucking second last year and beat me out by like $15, son of a bitch. But I'm over that right now, and you sure? I'm
sounds
not
like
angry
it.
About that.
You sure?
Sounds like it.
A little bit, but go on the Eagles Autism page. Just put my name up there, and if you're gonna donate a little lot, you know, help your boy get over the top.
Now we have a team page. If you want to donate, you can. Not everyone's locked in yet, but if here's a QR code, it'll be coming up on the screen shortly. If you screenshot, if you
hold on, let me get the thing. Yeah, let me get the picture down.
Look at that thing! Oh my god! You see the image? Yeah.
I want to see if this shit actually works. Hold on.
I see everything there. I see Gail in there.
Hey, can you let me finish? Like, can you let me finish to let the people, man? If you want to donate to our page. So be it.
Wow,
man. First of all, I'm gonna mute y'all asses. Since y'all don't do the prep work over for these shows.
You know what, man?
I'm giving people opportunity to donate to our pages, man. It's the Eagles autism each other.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Now you got muted. How's that? Wow.
Now you got it. It's cool, bro. No, at the end of the day, if you want to donate to our autism challenge, that's where it is.
Absolutely.
Our QR code is up there.
You know, it's a lot of fucking love in this room.
Yeah. We're like a train going through Ohio right now. We are off the rails.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We almost made it, yo. Before we had to
yo, at the end of the day, we appreciate you, Gabe.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, man. Yeah. At the end of the day, we're trying to get people to donate. So that's why the QR code's there.
The QR code back up, Gail. The people said it worked. Throw it back up one more time.
Do it again. Hey, we don't ask for much. We don't ask for much. Tailgates. We don't got no super chats. If you want to donate to our page, this is the QR code.
What's the super chat?
He'll share it on.
What's the super chat?
Another way for people to scam for
it. It works.
I think it's like a Discord. I don't know.
I was about to get on and scam it, yo. You go have the super take super chat.
It does work.
See, it does work.
It does work.
There you go.
I like how y'all trying to calm Gail down now.
You gotta calm him down. You see how he's getting.
I'm trying to promote all of us.
He's about to fire all of us, man.
Right.
Well, look, it does work, Gail.
I'm officially kicked off the podcast already.
Yeah, this guy.
I'm just saying.
At the end of the day, we're going to wrap this up. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go, Boo.